Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to October. This is Q&A with Perry A., bringing your questions about calcium bentonite clay, where we can discuss this wonderful natural product that is so beneficial to our lives. I'm Perry A., your hostess for the day, and I'm looking forward to answering your questions and discussing clay with you. For any new members, clay is a volcanic ash. It has a negative ionic charge that's very strong. It wants to balance the body by drawing positive. It wants to balance itself, and it draws the positives, captures them, carries them out of the body. And the positive elements in the body are your toxins. But when you take it internally, it doesn't absorb into the bloodstream. It just works from one end. It goes in the mouth, and it comes out the other end. Along the way, like a Pac-Man scarfing up the baddies, carrying them out of the body, and that includes parasites. This creates a cleansing process, so then when you do eat foods and take supplements, you're able to absorb them better into the body, and it doesn't block the colon with all the built-up gluten's and things. So people say they have more energy. And we have some interesting questions waiting for us, so I'm going to go over to the Q&A page. Monica in White Plains. I think it's supposed to be Monica, but the O was left out. What is the dose for a child with bad breath treatment, also a dose for weight loss for a child? You know, for a child with bad breath, I would have them brush their teeth with a little clay. If you'll put toothpaste on their toothbrush, and you can either put a little hydrated clay over that or kind of wet it, tap it off, and dip it into the dry powder clay and let them brush their teeth. They've got bacteria down in their mouth and their gums. It'd be hard for a child to pack clay in their gums, but brushing their teeth with a little clay every day. And if you do it over the toothpaste, they have the flavor of the toothpaste and the lathering, and they're more willing to do that. But, you know, if you can get them to brush their teeth 3 times a day, you're doing great with a kid. Twice a day is really something. I have to go to war with my grandson and refuse him something if he doesn't go in and brush his teeth after he eats. So good luck with that, but it can be done. And also, what is the dose for weight loss for a child? With weight loss, it depends on what the cause of the weight is. If it's a habit of eating too many fried foods, carbohydrates, and sweets, the clay isn't going to reduce those calories. The clay may give you a feeling of fullness where you're not so hungry. And also, once a child gets overweight, they're sensitive, they feel bad about themselves, and they're in that cycle that when they don't feel good about themselves, they want something to make them feel good, and food is a good nurturing agent. So we go eat, and it's just an endless cycle of depression and eating more. So if you can keep good things around for them to eat, I guess it would depend on the size of the child and their weight. Generally, a half a teaspoon. If you mixed up the liquid clay, the pre-mixed liquid clay, the two parts of dry powder clay, a single serving for an adult is a teaspoon of clay and 2 ounces of water. You shake it up. If you make it by the bottle, which I like to do, have the pre-mixed liquid made in the adult doses and just give the child a teaspoon of clay instead of an ounce. And I do that twice a day or possibly before meals if possible. They generally look at it and they think it's going to taste bad, so they don't want to taste it. Really doesn't have a taste. It's a little chalky, but it's strange and foreign to them. So put it in some apple juice or a smoothie. It goes good in smoothies. Make some fruit smoothies for them, some vegetable smoothies. You can put fruit and slip a few vegetables in there and fill them up on the good things. Most of our weight loss is bad habits on eating. But once it starts and those bad habits gets in there, they're kind of hard to break. But, yeah, I do have people who say drinking the clay gives them a sense of being full. So try it and see what happens with that. Larry in Georgetown. I noticed your bar soaps have as one of their ingredients coconut oil, which I've read has many wonderful healing properties. Is there a synergistic or additive effect between this oil and the calcium bentonite clay? Also, why buying Living Clay soap and not others, which are less expensive? Excuse me. Good question, Larry. There's a great article on livingclayco.com. If you go to clay info in the top bar and double click on that, you'll see a lot of little bars across the top, and one of them will say articles. And if you go there and scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a great article on soaps and handmade soaps. And one of the things is that makes them inexpensive. Most of the soaps, when you go down the aisle in the grocery store, notice that it doesn't say soap. It says moisturizing bar, something to that effect. It's not a soap. It's a detergent, if you look in the ingredients. The oils in clay add to the quality of the clay, the softness of the clay of bar clay. Once the clay bar is made, the oils, and our soap maker uses quality oils. She only gets the very best. She's very specific. This is a cold process soap. It takes a month for the soap to make and set up before we get it to be able to sell it. And she uses the finest ingredients, let me look down here. You'll want to find soaps that are only pure organic oils or fats. They should be certified organic, and that's another thing. She uses only organic things. Avoid any bars that use artificial colors and fragrance. Even with your homemade soaps, there are different things to look for. The types of oils and fats used make a difference in how hard or soft the bar of soap winds up being and how well it lathers. And if you'll notice, the Living Clay bars really lather wonderfully. I wash my hair with them. They lather so well. And your skin feels really soft afterwards. There's just a real difference in soap, and this article is very in-depth on what the difference is in the soaps, what to look for, what's good and what's bad. And so I'm going to refer you to livingclayco.com. And the article is The Benefits of Using Real Natural Soap. And it's really amazing. I wasn't aware of that the vast majority of the products on the shelves don't even say soap on their labels. They'll be called beauty bars, moisturizing bars, body bars, but not soap. And that's because they actually aren't soap. They're legally claimed to be. They're detergents. The manufacturers remove most of the good stuff that occurs in the soap-making process and replace it with synthetic lathering agents and harsh chemicals. These cheap, plentiful detergent bars are not only bad for the skin, but they're bad for your environment, too. They make it a practice to remove the glycerin that is produced during the saponification soap-making process. Glycerin is a highly profitable substance often sold to other companies who use it to make lotions and moisturizers, which your skin, now dried out from harsh detergent soaps, desperately needs. So a lot of the manufactured soaps have the glycerin removed from it. So that's another reason. The clay and the oils, I don't know if there's a synergistic effect there, but the clay, when you add to it, also benefits and help it make, giving it more lather, as well as being the detoxifying agent and helping with their pH to help balance the pH in your skin level. However, if you really have a concern about your skin pH, I would use the hydrated clay mask. Okay, let me get back over here to our page. That's a very good question. And that article is much more in-depth than I went into, so I invite you to go to Living Clay CO. In the top little bars, click on Clay Info, then look for articles, double-click there, and the article will be down toward the bottom of the page. Larry also says, my wife is undergoing diarrhea and probably caused by detoxification. We've recently introduced cultured vegetable and coconut products into our diet. Knowing that Living Clay has a detoxification effect, we take Living Clay each morning. Would taking clay make her detoxification symptoms worse? Thank you. No, it's not like taking toxins that are stored in the tissues of the body out. You have to take clay baths to do that. When you drink the clay, what it does is it soaks up the toxins before they enter the body. So you're keeping them from, it's keeping your alimentary canal from your mouth all the way out to the discharge. It's keeping it clean of toxins. It's not like it's pulling fresh toxins out. It's keeping any fresh toxins you had eaten from going into the body. So you shouldn't have any worse symptoms from that, only better symptoms. The ongoing diarrhea, a lot of times when your gut flora is out of balance and your digestive system is messed up, it causes the diarrhea, and it may take increased amounts of clay to help balance that out. Another thing is that we need to let our digestive juices process rest. Let the body rest so it can store up and use its energy for healing rather than for breaking down the foods. So if you will do juicing, vegetable juicing, fruit juicing, and do a juice and water fast for several days, at least 5 days, that will let the digestive system kind of repair itself and rest and recuperate and gain some strength. So occasionally if she does that, and that will help her get back on track and get her digestive system in balance and build up the good bacteria, the good gut flora, and try that. And if you have any more questions, just let me know. These are excellent questions today. Let me see if we have any more here. MB and Flora there. Are there specific protocol for detoxing liver and bile ducts? Thank you. Yes, taking clay baths is really good for any type of internal detoxing. But before then, I would put a poultice over the liver. A clay poultice is a thick application of clay that's kept in place with something where it won't dry out. You can put Glad Press and Seal or Saran Wrap over it to hold it in place. Google online so you'll know where your liver is located and put it over there. And I like the Glad Press and Seal. It's tacky on one side, and you can cut a sheet to the size you need it, lay it over the clay, and let the dry edges will stick to your skin. But it's not like a harsh Band-Aid, and when you take it off, it takes your skin off. It comes off easily, but it will keep the clay moist. Now, I wouldn't leave it, the first time I used it, I'd leave it on for an hour. And then build up to 2 hours, and I think 1 or 2 hours would be enough. If you notice it getting warm, I would take it off and put a fresh poultice on. It's going to pull any inflammation out, and it just helps revitalize the liver. And also look at where the bile ducts are and put a treatment there in that case. And, of course, I always recommend drinking the clay. Okay, nice question there. Anytime you use a clay poultice over a body organ, you want to start out slowly and not leave it on for half a day or so, but put it on for an hour or so and then gradually build up. Excellent question. Joe in Bothell, what additional benefits would I be receiving from taking calcium bentonite clay internally and externally versus drinking Japanese green tea, Chinese tea, with a combination of using Dead Sea mud externally. Drinking the clay is going to cleanse your body internally of toxins that are built up there before you absorb them into the body. It's going to balance your pH in your body. It's going to get rid of parasites. I don't know if your green tea does all that. What clay absorbs, it doesn't let go. It captures the toxins. Clay is a strong negative charge, so it's looking for your positive charge of things that we've eaten. Foods with pesticides on them are positive charge. Your viruses, your bad bacteria, your molds, your yeast, out of control. The clay will attract those to them, capture them, and carry them out of the body. The Dead Sea mud used externally is very good drawing mud. It does have a lot of live bacteria in it from the green stuff. You notice most of the time, a lot of times it smells kind of stinky, but it really does have a good drawing effect for pulling out toxins. It will pull through the skin, and clay will too, only it has without the smell. Your Dead Sea mud is great if you're at the Dead Sea or if you get a jar that's just been freshly processed. If it's been on the shelf a long time, being that it's an organic product, it's going to deteriorate. It's going to break down. It has enough organic sea algae and stuff in there that it's going to gradually break down, decompose, and lose its strength. But used at the site, or if you get some and you know it's just a fresh batch, Dead Sea mud is good to use externally. Don't ever drink the Dead Sea mud, though, okay? And they're all different. They act differently. Clay has so many negative sites, and it's pulling the positive to it and capturing them. A lot of things pull out the positives, but the toxins. But clay captures them, so they're not released again in the body, and they're not released in the environment. Joe has another question. I want to detox my entire body and make a wide range of products using calcium bentonite clay. How much clay should I initially buy to have enough? Okay. I want to detox my entire body. I'm not sure if you want to detox it with taking a clay bath. If you know you really have lead poisoning and mercury and arsenic, any of the bad heavy metals like that, I would be aggressive and start with 2 cups of dry powder clay per bath. And I like to blend it in a blender with water and get all the lumps out before I put it in the bath. If you just normally think you have some toxins and it's not really out of control, a 1 cup bath will do. Clay is amazingly strong, so we do have a few people that are really trying to get lead and things out of their system, and they take a 2 cup bath maybe twice a week for 2 weeks, say, and then start going down to a 1 cup bath twice a week, and then a 1 cup bath once a week. And then go back and get your levels checked again, and give it a couple of months to, you know, to pull it all out, get your levels down. Now then, that's one way of detoxing. Another way is to lather up with clay and get in an infrared sauna. The sauna is going, the heat from the sauna is going to open the pores. The clay is going to pull it out. That's another good way of detoxing. In this case, you would make the clay mud and put it on yourself. I'm going to say you would need at least a gallon of clay. And if you want to, you know, mix up some of the clay mask and mix it with other products, 1 cup of clay, of living clay, will mix with 3 cups of water to make the clay mask, where a lot of your other clays are a 1-to-1 clay. It's 1 cup of water to 1 cup of the dry powder clay to make the same consistency. So so it will, making it into the mask, it goes quite a lot farther than you think it would. So it sounds like you really want to experiment and play with it and do some stuff. So I would get at least a gallon size. They also have a 2-gallon size. The beauty of getting the larger size is the larger you get, the price per pound drops. There's less labor involved. Good question there. And good luck on that detox. Clay is just wonderful. Okay, Kat in Winfield. I love sharing clay with my friends and family. I wanted to put your website on my business card. Is it possible to do this? Well, I don't see why not. Yeah, if you know, if you just want to put it on there and say, here's where you go to investigate this clay. Absolutely. And thank you for asking and for wanting to share. You know, we don't have to push the sales of clay because it sells itself. It makes friends. It literally makes relationships. And people who get it and get such great results can't wait to share it with their friends and family. And it's the most wonderful product I've ever worked with. And I just thank God every day for making it for us because they cannot reproduce it in a laboratory. And isn't that amazing? They know what's in it, but they can't say that. Okay, here's another one from Kat. We use living clay throughout all the day. Can we overdo it? I have celiac disease. So will so much clay help with this? I have a lot of gas issues. Any help with that? Yes, you can use it. I like to take it all during the day. I like to drink it 3 times a day before my meals because I know if there's anything in my foods, radiation, pesticides, anything that's not to the benefit of my body, the clay is going to grab it before it goes into my body. So it's a great preventative. It's also going to keep that pH level in balance, your acidity levels, where you're not over acidic. With the celiac disease, it's going to coat the lining of your colon. It's going to help with healing, pulling out inflammation. And the cleansing product, I know with celiac, you have to be very careful with eating gluten-free because it builds up with that mucoid plaque in your lower colon where the absorption takes place, the part of your colon where it takes place. And the clay will help keep that cleaned out. Also, keep parasites. A lot of times, parasites contribute to gas. Now, gas can also be caused by digestive juices that are out of balance. And I think people with celiac usually take probiotics, if I'm not mistaken. I would just, when you start having gas issues, go get some clay and start sipping on it. And just sip it on a little while and see if it doesn't go away. I have quite a few people who use the clay, and they may take it, generously 3 times a day. Technically, they say you have to take 25% of your body weight to overdose on clay. I don't know anybody who's going to come near that close. So I think you're safe to say you can use it throughout the day, and I wouldn't worry about overdoing it. But don't forget to use it on your stomach, too. When you have that gas and bloatiness, rub some on your tummy. If you're at home in the evening and you can go lay down and just rub some clay on your tummy and let it dry, you'd be surprised at the grumbling and things that goes on with that. So get creative on using the clay and use it all you want. I think good questions. Let's see if we have any more here. Okay, we're out of questions for the moment, so I'm going to go over to the phone line and see if we have anybody. We have quite a few callers on the phone line. Do I have anybody on the phone line who has a question they'd like to ask or possibly a testimonial they'd like to share? If you do, if you have a touch tone phone, if you press *2, that will signal me that you would like to come online with me, and I'll open your line and we'll address your question. So that's star 2, and be happy to answer your questions. If some people are like privacy when they ask questions, so if any of you don't feel comfortable asking a question on the phone, you can email me at Perry A, P-E-R-R-Y-A, at Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, .rr.com. Or you can call my direct number, 512-262-7187. 512-262-7187, and I will be happy to discuss any questions you have, any concerns you have, or any needs you have on how to mix it or use it. I'm very thankful for the people who participate and ask questions and to share how they use the clay. It's absolutely amazing what we learn from each other. Different people have different ways of mixing it that work better for them, or different ways of taking it. So we learn from each other. So look forward to that. I don't have anyone on the line with a clay question. And we have a few minutes left. So I've talked today about taking it internally, how it stays in the alimentary canal and it's not absorbed into the body. I love the clay bath. There's nothing more relaxing and soothing than a clay bath. I actually have a friend with migraine headaches, and she only had a half a cup of clay left, and she had a fierce headache coming on, and she took a clay bath and soaked and put her last half a cup of clay in the bath and said her headache was gone in 15 minutes. Now, I would never have thought to make that suggestion for getting rid of a migraine headache. I would say take the mask, put it over your forehead, rinse out a wash rag, saturate it with clay, and lay it over your face, kind of breathe through it, sip on the clay water, and maybe wherever the pain is, if it's the back base of your neck, the base of your skull, or your forehead, or your temples, you know, put the clay mask on there and lay down and try it that way. So we learn from each other. That's another way. Clay baths are remarkable with autistic children. They start responding in the first bath in that they are calmer. They make more eye contact, and magically they become more verbal. Don't know how it works so quickly. I do know clay in most instances does work quickly. If you put it on a burn or an insect bite, you know the pain goes away very quickly. During the holiday season, everybody needs some clay mask in their kitchen. I cannot cook a meal for the holiday season and get things in and out of the oven without invariably touching the rack above my hand and getting that little burn on the back of your hand. Well, forget putting ice or butter on it. Grab your clay, put it on there thickly. Leave it on, and you'll notice that the pain goes in like less than 30 seconds. That burn pain goes away. Keep it on there, and the next morning you will not even see the burn mark. I know that sounds preposterous, but as long as it's tender, keep clay on it. Clay baths stimulate your lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is part of our detox system. It's the release and the movement and the accumulation of infections. So if that's another benefit from the clay baths. You want to get down in the water in a pretty hot bath. Only stay in there 15 to 20 minutes if it's a really hot bath, or when you get out, you may be puddled or wired one. And that's a temporary reaction. It'll go away in just a minute. For me, I get puddled. I'm very relaxed after a clay bath. You don't see the toxins coming out of your skin, but the hot water is beneficial in opening the pores of your skin, and you want to keep stirring the clay around in the water, and it's pull the toxins out through the pores of the skin. It's that strong. 1 gram of clay, hydrated, makes these little tiny microscopic business cards layers with negative charges inside and outside. And if you take these little business cards and line them up side by side, in 1 gram of clay, it will cover a fourth of a football field. That's 800 square meters. That's a lot of drawing power. So never underestimate the ability of clay. If you've ever had an insect bite and put it on there, it's like it starts sucking the venom out immediately, and you can feel a pulsation as it's sucking. The same with toenail fungus. You put it on there, and generally the first time, if you're not talking and overriding your body, if you're still, you can pay attention to your body, and you'll feel a little tingling and a little pulsating as it's literally pulling the fungus out from under your toenail. It's miraculous how it works. There's so many things we can't understand about how it works, but we can accept the fact that it does work and it is safe. I think I know about 3 people that have had a sensitivity to clay, and they cut way back and just use small doses and just build up gradually. Some people are more sensitive to everything in their environment, and in which case, if you can take the clay at all and do it gradually like that, eventually it helps build you up, your strengthens your sensitivity. It doesn't just make allergies go away instantly, but I don't know how many people have told me after they've been on clay a year or so, they know notice their allergies are not as bad. And it may depend on the type of allergy you have, too. Like if you live in cedar country, when the pollen's in the air and you're allergic to it, it's going to get in your nose and it's going to get you. So wash out your nose with a little clay water. Put some, in your hand and just kind of wash it up in there and kind of help it pull that stuff out. Be creative with how you use the clay. Try different ways and enjoy your clay experience. I think you'll find benefits. Most people do. They may use it for one thing and then they find many other benefits. It just amazes them, the things they weren't taking it for that they noticed improved, that they weren't aware that needed improving. A glow to your skin, the whites of your eyes, more energy, feeling better, of clarity, a mental clarity. It's God's pharmacy. He gave it to us. And I hope you'll get some clay and start using it. Again, if you have any questions, I'm going to go back and check one more time to see if somebody slipped in with a question. Okay, here's another one from Joe in Bothell. Can calcium bentonite help with treatment of type 2 diabetes, cholesterol, and arthritis? Arthritis, absolutely. Drinking the clay and putting clay packs over the joints takes the pain away. It dissolves that calcium bentonite. Definitely do that. Cholesterol, if it's not inherited cholesterol, if it's cholesterol from the food you eat, if you know you're going to eat some foods that are high in fatty cholesterol, drink some clay before you eat it. Clay has a tendency to absorb oils, so let it absorb that. I couldn't figure out how it was working with lowering people's cholesterol when it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. And then when the BP oil spill came, we put some clay and dusted oil on a little pool of water. And it took quite a bit of clay. I used olive oil. Kyle did it and used motor oil. And you keep sprinkling the clay over there, and it absorbs the oil and sinks to the bottom. And when you reach in and touch the clay on the bottom and kind of squeeze it and stir it around, it doesn't release the oil. The oil doesn't float back up to the surface. It's absolutely amazing. So, yes, it can be beneficial on some types of cholesterol. I don't think it works on the other. Type 2 type 2 diabetes. We have quite a few practitioners who treat it along with diet and supplements. They use the clay for detoxing, and they have very good success for getting people off their meds. You need to be diligent about it, and it takes more than just drinking the clay. With diabetes, you've got to pay attention to your carbohydrates and your sugars and what you're eating and getting exercise. But it's also good for people with type 2 diabetes who get neuropathy in their feet. They lose feeling and circulation. The clay baths and clay applications on their feet and legs, just put it on and let it dry. If you've never tried the muscle rub topically, you'll absolutely love it. It's got tea tree oil, peppermint oil, and jojoba oil. And you put it on, and you'll feel it for about 15 minutes. It really draws the circulation to the surface and helps improve the flow, blood flow, and oxygen, bringing it to the surface. All right. Let me check one more time. Oh, we have some more questions. Sarah in Dallas. I had a colonic and told yeast was present. Can living clay help? And if so, how should I take it? Yes, it will help. You can take it internally. You can add like 2 ounces of liquid clay to an enema bag, your enema water, a pint of water, and help clean out the lower colon that way. The yeast is tricky because if you're not eating the right kind of foods, you're going to be rebuilding the yeast. The clay will get it under control, but if you're eating foods that produce yeast, your breads with yeast in them and things that fermenting foods, it's going to restock the yeast in your system. So watch your diet. You can Google for foods that produce yeast and know what to avoid. And drinking the clay, I drink it 3 times a day. And like I said, you can also take the enema helps get it up in your colon, and a lot of the yeast go into the colon as well as the stomach. So those are 2 ways to help it. Very good question. Thank you. And Joe has another question. Joe, I love you being on the show. Where would we be without you? Can calcium bentonite clay be used on pets, particularly cats? My cat can certainly use a detox. Also, what are the big differences between sodium and calcium bentonite externally? Sodium and calcium bentonite react differently when hydrated. Your sodium bentonites, depending on how much sodium have in them, tend to be plastic and gooey. And the calcium bentonite is creamier. The calcium bentonites are known as the healing clays. I've used them for so long. To tell you the truth, I haven't used many sodium clays externally. I just don't. It's an industrial clay. You don't know how clean the clay is unless it's a company that has shown some proof of quality control and that their clay isn't contaminated. Most industrial-grade clays, they don't really pay attention to how it's mined, and they get other dirt and stuff in with it. They're just going to throw it down an oil well hole or line a pond with it, so they're not as careful in handling it. So those are things that can be considered with that. As far as your cat, absolutely all pets, animals in the wild will find clay, particularly when they're sick. They'll roll in it, they'll eat it, there'll be clay licks. Take the hydrated clay. You always want to either use the liquid clay or the hydrated clay. Put it in your cat's food, depending on how big they are, from 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon. They're not going to overdose on it. Give it to them in their food. We had a gentleman that had 3 old lethargic cats, and they didn't do anything but lay around and sleep. And he started giving them the clay, and he said in 3 days he noticed parasites in their stool. And all of a sudden, the cats had more energy. They were running and jumping and playing with each other just like kittens. And he said it really made a difference in their cats. So get those cats some clay, and dogs and horses and cows and chickens, and clay is good for everyone. All right, Joe has another question. Would calcium bentonite clay change the nutrients or the properties of the food if blended together? No. Clay doesn't hurt your food or your nutrients or supplements. Clay is supplements. It's calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, phosphorus, iron. It's got all these in it in small amounts, and many, many trace minerals in parts per million. So it's not going to bother your nutrients or the food you eat. I take it right before my meals. The recipes in the book for making foods with clay in them, we had one lady who had twin boys and couldn't get them to take the clay, so she made pizza dough with clay in it, and she would bring us muffins and cookies and brownies with clay in them. And then we've collected some healthy recipes, too. If you go on the, if you get the book Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, there's a whole section of recipes there. We also have some on aboutclay.com, and if you have a recipe you like, you want to share, there's one for honey water, to mix a little honey water and add the clay to it if you don't like the taste of it. You can always add it to juice or things. But I use it often. It's very popular to use in smoothies and your juicing. So add it to your juices and your smoothies. It'll help thicken them a little bit, too. Good questions, Joe. All right, another one, Joe. Can clay be used to detox someone who has been exposed to mold? Yes, they need to take it internally and externally, do the clay baths, maybe put the hot clay, mix some clay mask up and put it in a Ziploc bag and in a pan of hot water. And it won't take very long to warm the clay. They used to use clay back when tuberculosis was rampant in Europe, and they would treat them with clay, hot clay packs over their chest, over the bronchial tubes and the lungs. And clay doesn't go into the bloodstream, so sometimes we have to be creative about how we use it. And a lot of times the molds we breathe into our lungs or our nose, things like that. So those are different ways to use it to help lower the mold count. The clay baths, using it topically, really recommend the clay baths. Drinking the clay, as always, I recommend that for everybody, regardless. It's just beneficial to you. Excellent questions. Thank you. This has been a really good day, Joe. I'm glad you've been on the line. I don't know where we would be without your helping us with questions today. So it's always good to have someone who's new and wants to learn, and each time the older ones who have listened here, it kind of helps you remember things that we may have forgotten. So together we're more one of us, and together with clay we are healthier, well, happier, and more one of us. So I wish, I have some questions now. I'm back online. Okay. All right, Joe, are you on the air? Joe? Hello, Joe, are you still on the air? Well, I lost Joe. Let me try down here. Joe, are you on the line?
Yes.
Yes, is this Joe or Mark?
Joe.
Okay. Joe, do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. Can the clay actually help with someone's eyesight? For instance, they have like health conditions that might affect their eyes. Like for instance, let me go back to my past reference of type 2 diabetes. It does affect some people with their eyesight.
Yes.
Can taking the clay actually help them improve their vision or help with any,
pressure? Not taking the clay as much as putting clay over their eyelids, closed eyelids. We had a gentleman, an elderly gentleman who was trying to work on a birthmark on his face, and he'd give himself a facial every day, and while he was doing it, He just put it over his eyelids and he would just lay down and do that for 30 minutes every day. And he said in 6 weeks he realized he could see without his glasses.
Oh, wow.
But it takes daily application. And I like to put it on sickly when I have an allergy attack and my eyes are itching. It's the only thing I can get to stop the itching. I just put the wet clay mud on thickly. You can lay a wet wash rag over it to keep it from drying out, being hard to get off. You want to rehydrate it when you wash it off because it sort of exfoliates the skin and your eyelids are tender. But, yes, it may take 6 weeks or so to do it, but try it. It's worth a try.
Well, no, she said that there's some tenderness. Could I actually apply maybe some oils that have good nourishment and healing properties to the clay to actually help offset that effect?
Yes, it won't take very much. You know, just add a little at a time. It's hard to take it away if you get too much. So just experiment with it and try it. Yeah.
How about like skin damage, like or just, you know, age spots that affects the skin? Does the clay help kind of alleviate some of those effects?
You know, drinking the clay kind of keeps some age spots from coming. I'm 74 and I have very few age spots, and I've been a sun bunny all my life. I ought to have them all over. I'm beginning to get some on my face, and before I go to bed at night, I just daub clay on those places in it. Sometimes it lightens them. They don't go all the way away, and then I have others that go completely away. So you kind of need to play with it and see. All right?
Thank you so much. This has been a lot of good information for me.
Well, I appreciate your being online and asking questions. We all learn from each other. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see if Mark. Mark, are you on the line? Mark had a question earlier, and I went to the other page, and I think I lost Mark. Looks like he's still there, but he may be in another part of the house. Okay, well, this has been a wonderful session. We've gone over about 15 minutes. I hope everything was recorded. Cheryl will get an email notice out, and this interview will be archived if anyone wants to go back and to listen. So go forth and play with clay and have a great day. It's beautiful in the great Southwest. Thank you. Good day.